Ever notice how certain people effortlessly capture attention while equally talented individuals fade into the background? Consider Jamie Siminoff's first Shark Tank appearance with his doorbell camera, DoorBot, later known as Ring, the billion-dollar company Amazon acquired. Despite impressive sales figures and clear market potential, every single investor passed. The problem wasn't his invention, it was his delivery. Question inflections crept into his statements. Nervous swallows punctuated his pitch. Halting speech undermined his confidence. Meanwhile, he completely missed Mark Cuban's mouth shrug, a telltale sign of disbelief. Years later, when Siminoff returned as an investor himself, his transformed presence told a completely different story. Same person, different cues, opposite outcome. This reveals something crucial. Brilliant ideas need strong signals to carry them forward. What we say matters far less than how we say it. Think about someone you find charismatic. You can picture them instantly, yet defining what makes them compelling proves surprisingly difficult. Princeton researchers discovered that 82% of our first impressions boil down to two core traits: warmth and competence. We unconsciously ask two questions within seconds of meeting someone. Can I trust you? Can I rely on you? The magic happens when both answers ring true simultaneously. High warmth without competence creates likability without respect. Think Steve Wozniak, beloved and friendly, yet historically overshadowed by his more commanding partner, Steve Jobs. People perceived Wozniak as trustworthy and compassionate, but not particularly powerful. Conversely, high competence without warmth generates respect without connection. Mark Zuckerberg, Anna Wintour, and Elon Musk command rooms and drive innovation, yet they're often criticized for seeming harsh or emotionally distant. Their ideas land, but their relationships suffer. Leonardo da Vinci's The Last Supper reveals profound truths about nonverbal communication. Christ's hands demonstrate perfect balance, one palm up, openness, one down, authority, creating the ideal warmth-competence combination. His expansive posture conveys confidence, while his head tilt shows engagement. Our brains process these signals within milliseconds, generating those gut feelings during interviews or first dates. Emotional contagion demonstrates our powerful nonverbal influence. People catch moods within 5 minutes as facial muscles mirror others' expressions, triggering matching emotions. The antidote? Name the emotion you observe. Labeling emotions disengages fear responses, enabling conscious choice. This creates the cue cycle. We decode signals, internalize their meaning, then encode responses. Positive cues boost inclusion and performance. Negative cues trigger exclusion. Many professionals attempt going mute to hide emotions, but this backfires. Muting itself becomes a tell, landing you in the danger zone. Dr. Kofi Essel, a pediatrician, perfected a nonverbal protocol that instantly builds rapport with anxious children and worried parents. He greets the child first with a high five, then drops to their eye level, actions that visibly relax everyone in the room. Only after engaging the child does he turn toward the parents. This choreographed sequence exemplifies how strategic body language builds trust. While most people obsess over word choice, nonverbal cues account for 65 to 90% of total communication impact. Leaning forward activates your left frontal cortex, the brain region governing desire and motivation. When you lean in, you literally feel more motivated, while leaning back diminishes engagement. Think of leaning as nonverbal boldface. Closed posture signals a closed mind and inspires closed-mindedness in others. Open postures don't just signal openness, they actually make us more creative. Fronting means angling your body to signal attention, pointing your toes, torso, and head toward your focus. Eye contact produces oxytocin, building trust while improving our ability to decode others' emotions. Remarkably, mutual gazing synchronizes brain activity between people, literally getting them on the same wavelength. Disney parks treat every guest like a VIP through specific nonverbal behaviors that create a halo effect, making everything about a person seem more positive. Warm body language encourages creative thinking and deeper insights during conversations. Head tilts signal interest by exposing our ear and vulnerable carotid artery. People who tilt their heads are rated as more likable, explaining why nearly 3/4 instinctively tilt in photographs. Analysis of 1,498 historical paintings revealed that higher social standing correlated with less tilting. Nodding reveals true feelings and powerfully persuades others. Alex Rodriguez's 2007 interview demonstrated this. His verbal denials contradicted his nonverbal nodding, foreshadowing his eventual confession. Research shows nodding increases speaker duration by 67% and creates empathy even on phone calls. Eyebrow raises signal interest and engagement. They universally indicate acknowledgement and intention to communicate by increasing the distance at which others detect our gaze. Smiling makes us 9.7 times more likely to be perceived as warm and more memorable, activating the brain's reward center. Authentic smiles reach the eyes with crow's feet crinkles and trigger feel-good hormones. Touch creates powerful chemistry. UC Berkeley researchers found NBA teams that touched more won more games. Touch triggers oxytocin release, increasing trust, warmth, and rapport. Richard Nixon's 1960 televised debate against John F. Kennedy revealed how nonverbal cues destroy credibility. Nixon displayed runner's feet, one foot pulled back, white-knuckled the chair, engaged in self-soothing gestures, avoided camera contact, and flashed contempt. Kennedy stared directly into cameras, kept hands calmly folded, and projected steady confidence, everything voters want in a leader. Posture is the most critical confidence cue. Three essentials: shoulders relaxed and down, feet planted firmly about 3 inches wider than normal, and hands relaxed with space between arms and torso. A 2016 study of 144 speed dates found participants who took up more space were 76% more likely to be chosen for future dates. The flexed lid cue, hardening your lower eyelids, signals intensity and focus. The steeple gesture, fingertips together, palms facing, displays universal confidence used by powerful leaders. Mariah Konnikova, a psychology PhD with no poker experience, won an $86,400 tournament after less than a year by watching players' arms and hands rather than faces. Research shows purposeful gestures improve comprehension by 60%. The most popular TED speakers use nearly twice as many hand gestures as less popular ones. Palm flashes signal honesty and command attention. Our voices communicate as much as our words. Netflix's Love is Blind proved this when Lauren and Cameron became engaged after 5 days of only hearing each other's voices. Research confirms vocal cues profoundly impact perception. Surgeons with poor vocal ratings face more malpractice lawsuits regardless of actual skill. Anxiety causes physical contraction, raising pitch and reducing projection. Confident speakers use postural expansion, relaxing muscles to speak at their lowest comfortable pitch, which increases perceived power. Question inflections, making statements sound like questions, signal uncertainty. Elliot, a charismatic sales rep with the lowest conversion rate, used question inflection whenever mentioning price, signaling uncertainty and inviting negotiation. Vocal fry, that creaky, raspy sound, undermines professional success by signaling anxiety. It occurs when insufficient breath pushes through vocal cords, often at sentence ends. Volume control signals confidence. Liars drop volume when lying, while louder speech builds trust. Strategic volume variation shows passion or creates intimacy. Effective pausing is essential. Short pauses aid comprehension, while pauses over 4 seconds hurt it. Replace verbal fillers with breathing pauses. Use power pauses before important information rather than end pauses that invite interruption. Choose words strategically. Use warm words, connect, collaborate, and competent words. Brainstorm effective, considering how recipients should feel, not just what they should know. Mastering nonverbal signals isn't manipulation, it's alignment. When your cues match your intentions, people don't just hear you, they feel and remember you. The real danger is the danger zone, where both warmth and competence register low, making you forgettable. These signals can transform. Goldie Hawn faced skepticism launching MindUp, her mindfulness program. Though perceived as warm, her credibility was questioned. She brought neuroscientists aboard and conducted rigorous research. MindUp now serves over 7 million students across 14 countries. Consider Oprah Winfrey and Margaret Thatcher. Both occupy the charisma zone from opposite corners. Thatcher leaned against podiums with jutting elbows, chin tilted upward, voice controlled. Winfrey moves expansively, gestures broadly, displays every emotion. The most magnetic individuals move fluidly within this zone, adjusting signals based on context. Start noticing cues around you today. Practice one new signal this week. Watch how conversations shift, doors open, connections deepen. The language of cues isn't something you learn and forget. It's something you embody and become.